It's time to unleash your inner cowboy with the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Now here's your host, Alyssa Barnes.
Hello and welcome to episode 35 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Barnes. I am so excited to introduce you to my guest today. She is someone who has been an inspiration to me personally, and I know she will be to you as well. Barbara Schulte is a personal performance coach. She's an author, she's a clinician, a consultant, and a professional cutting horse trainer and competitor. She's also the founder of BarbaraSchulte.com, which is an online education resource to help riders of all disciplines develop their full potential and to perform under pressure and also to overcome their fears. She has had some huge accomplishments in the National Cutting Horse Association. She's also been named the National Female Equestrian of the Year from American Quarter Horse Association. And in 2012, she was inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame, which is just a huge honor. What I really love about Barbara is that she approaches horsemanship from not only teaching the skills and sort of the actual physical horsemanship that you need to have to be successful, whether you're just trail riding or you're competing. But in addition to that, she really teaches you how to use the power of your mind, developing a positive mindset, and just getting in the right frame to go out there and enjoy your horses with whatever you're doing. Barbara is also going to be part of something that's going to be really valuable for those of you who are looking to develop your horsemanship further, possibly even go on to compete or raise the bar with your competition if you're already doing that. I'll be releasing more details about that very soon, but for now, give this interview a listen, and if you like what Barbara has to say, be sure to check back for more details very soon. Without further ado, here is Barbara Schulte. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Barbara. I'm really happy that we could do this.
I'm honored. I am honored. So thank you.
You are so welcome. And, you know, the reason I wanted to have you on today is because I've had a lot of feedback from my audience about just, you know, they struggle with their confidence. And so I want to help them build upon that and really be able to feel good about what they're doing with their horses and if they're involved in competition and that sort of thing. And I just couldn't think of a better person to talk to about that than, you know, with you. So I'm really happy you could do this.
Thank you.
Can we just start off and have you talk a little bit about what it is that you do and kind of how you got started?
Okay, absolutely. First of all, just very briefly, I was raised on a ranch with 500 horses growing up. And after a master's degree in speech pathology and audiology, and then some professional work in that field, I met my now husband that got me back into the horses. So I began my professional cutting horse training career in the mid to late 1980s. And in the mid 1990s, I became aware of the work of a man named Dr. Jim Lehrer. Then it was called the LGE Sports Science Center in Orlando, Florida. And I just fell in love with his work and what he was doing and still does is training Olympic and professional athletes how to perform under pressure. Wow. And so I received extensive training and became a personal performance coach certified by LGE, now the Human Performance Institute. And that happened in the mid-90s, I would say, to, you know, like the early 2000s, when I was very, very active with LGE. Now I go there from time to time, and my career, as all of us, has evolved into utilizing, you know, their training as the foundation of my formal training. And then I've, you know, reached out in other venues. And now what I do is I have two parts to my career. I do personal performance coaching via private consulting, as well as online resources. Like I have a book and a workbook and multiple digital audio programs, and I have online workshops. And then I am also a professional cutting horse trainer. And so half of my day is spent in the morning training cutting horses, and I have clients that I help, and we go, you know, to competition. So I love that mix because it really keeps me on the pulse of, you know, my own horsemanship, my own growing skills, and coaching other people and the struggles that they go through, as well as my phone consulting.
Wow, that is awesome. I love that you are involved in all of those different things. And from me personally, when I was in high school, I wanted to be a sports psychologist. And I remember that my dad said, oh, well, you have to talk to Barbara Schulte because, you know, she does all this stuff. And I remember actually, and I'm sure that you would have no reason to remember this, but I remember like sending you a letter when I was probably 16 or 17 years old, because that was before we were really using email and stuff back then. So I think it's just so neat what you do.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? I am completely passionate about what I do. And I have grown to know that I love horses, you know, and of course I'm like crazy about cutting horses. And I have always had this love of learning about our potential and, you know, like who we are as people. And, you know, I'm just crazy about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that for so many people, you know, there's so much to learn when it comes to horses and just learning basic horsemanship skills. And not to mention, if you go into a specific discipline like cutting or roping or barrel racing or whatever it is, there's so much to learn about how to communicate with your horse and how to do this and that, and just the physical riding part of it. But I think sometimes when we get so wrapped up in that part of it, we maybe don't spend as much time learning the psychological part of just, you know, being a better horseman. And then on top of that, the competition part and just building our confidence. So what can we do to be more aware of that?
Yes. Well, here's how I've come to think about this whole dynamic, multifaceted experience that we do with our horses, because we're all striving to, you know, connect with our horse, do what we want to do, enjoy our horses, and be confident and, you know, expand it and just really feel good about it. So the way that I view it is that there is a skill portion to it, and the skill aspect has to do with having an appropriate horse and understanding what it is, you know, what are our goals and what are our horse's skills and what are our skills and how do we get mentored to learn, because we all need a riding coach. And so the part about, you know, how to hold the reins and how to sit in the saddle and how to drive a cow out or how to rope, you know, how to swing the rope or how to go around a barrel, all of those things are very, I call them technical skills. And so they form the base, because without an appropriate horse and without some basic skills, of course, you know, you're not going to feel confident because you don't have those pieces in place. It'd be like trying to play the violin without a violin.
Right.
And then the second part is what I call the focus part and the personal performance aspect of it. And by that, I mean the ability to understand this whole mind-body-emotion connection, and that when we get into the state of focus and calmness and energy and clarity about what it is we are about to do, that when we learn how to get to that place where we just feel so good and clear, and I know that everybody listening has been in that place at one time or another. It's almost as if great white lights are shining on you, and you could do nothing wrong, and even if you do, you can fix it, and it's okay. And sometimes we get into that place, and you know, we do really well, or even if we don't do well in terms of score or time or whatever, at the end of the ride, we feel good about it.
Right.
But what we think is that it just was a good day, you know, and that, but what they learned in their research is that the ability to build your confidence in terms of that whole focus and calmness and clarity and getting into that state is a state of mind, body, and emotion, and that that is actually trainable.
Mm.
And so that is what I learned at the Human Performance Institute, is really how to evoke that whole state of mind, body, and emotion. And then the third thing I believe and now know, and this is really more recent in the past couple years, is this whole idea of like really why we ride and, you know, what is the joy of it and being on our own road and, you know, not comparing it to other people and, you know, enjoying the beauty of the horse. And if we go out and do things our own way, which could be, you know, the trainer we choose or going to 2 shows or 50 shows, no matter what other people are doing, when we stay true to ourselves and we trust ourselves and we enjoy our journey, then with that also comes a lot of confidence. So now the training that I do really focuses on those three aspects, the skill aspect, the focus aspect, getting into that moment mindset, and then, you know, staying really connected to yourself and where you're going and the passion that you have in your own way.
Mm. Yeah, those are all three important things to have together. It's kind of a package deal.
Yes, it is. Well, the cool thing is that the second piece, the whole sports psychology, if you will, training, let's just say that you have a nice horse and you're getting ready to go to an event that is important to you. I think that most people would agree that what you want to do when you get there is perform at your highest level. You're not trying to think that all of a sudden there's going to be some magic wand from heaven that's going to come down and make you capable to perform at, you know, 10 times a higher level. But what you do want to do is go in the arena and run a barrel pattern or have a cutting. And it's when we go into an arena and we perform at a much lower level that we feel disappointed. You know, we kind of beat ourselves up. And so there are tools, mental tools and acting tools that we can do that are very specific that can get us into that place of consistency. And that's what I love about that whole confidence building, personal performance training, because it is so focused on that.
Mm-hmm. For people who maybe aren't competing yet, is there a way for them to kind of get into that same mindset and still be able to just have a good day enjoying their horses, even if they're not competing?
Absolutely, because that state of mind and emotion and body is not about competition, although it really obviously comes handy and handy at where you need to be when you compete. But it's really, it's like the ability to access your very best, clearest, happiest, most calm, most focused self. And we want to do that, whether we're, you know, practicing or we're just riding our horse and we want to have, you know, a good communicative partnership ride with our horse. And in fact, it takes practice to get into that state. And what it is, you know, you're there if you feel a combination of emotions of calmness and confidence and patience, and, you know, you can envision and feel what it is you're about to do. And then there are two categories of tools. One is mental tools, and the other one is physical tools, are called acting. And the mental tools are things like what you say to yourself, which is very, very empowering. And one of my favorite tools and way of thinking about that is to pretend like there is an angel on your shoulder and your angel is saying, okay, Barb, you know, come on, let's relax your upper body, keep your eyes up, breathe. You know, this angel coach is like just whispering in your ear, supporting you, and you actually script what it is that you need to hear at a certain time. And it's called scripting. And it is what you say to yourself instead of random, unfocused, often negative, like, what are you doing here? You're not enough, and you're never going to make the right kind of time, or you're not, you can't score high enough, or any of those kinds of things. This whole idea of scripting is a powerful, powerful tool. And we can use that anytime.
Yeah.
We can use that anytime. And it just has to be thought through. And so I think a good way to do that is to pretend like you have the finest coach, your favorite person, an angel, whatever, however you want to do it, on your shoulder, whispering in your ear what it is that you want to hear, need to hear.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing, because I know that for so many of us, we're constantly running our negative self-talk through our minds and, you know, well, who are you to do this? And, you know, just like you were saying, you're not good enough. Why are you even bothering? You're not going to win. And that's just, I mean, you defeat yourself before you even get started. So what are some of the things that kind of can sabotage you from being able to get into that mindset in the first place? You said that it's really important to have the right horse and kind of have be in the right sort of circumstances. What are some things that can help get into that mindset a little easier, I guess?
Yes. Well, I think the first thing, Alyssa, is that a set of values that underlies, this isn't a tool in particular, but, you know, what we have as a belief system, like, for example, that something needs to be perfect, or we need to beat somebody else, or, you know, if we don't do this, then, you know, something bad is going to happen. And so to really take a look at what we value with our horses and what competition means to us. And, you know, competition really is ultimately about ourselves with ourselves, because we can't really control the outcome of other people or situations.
Right.
All we have is for ourselves. So to really enjoy that and not to take any one ride so seriously or have it be some kind of eternal judge that determines if we can really do it or not. Like, people put so much pressure on themselves instead of, you know, like, really getting into their job. So I would say really taking a look at and becoming friends with the journey as an underlying value and commitment and dedication to the joy of it and to the joy of learning and embracing what you do well and looking forward to what you're going to learn, albeit through a mentor or mistakes you make in the arena. So that kind of shift in letting go so much of outcomes and getting more into your own personal journey, and you can make your own personal journey anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
It can be striving the road to be a world champion, or it can be riding in your arena and, you know, touching your horse's neck and, you know, enjoying however it is you want to enjoy, or going down the trail. I mean, it should never be measured by anybody else but yourself as a rider.
Mm.
So that's like the underlying part of it. And that's really important. It probably sounds pretty esoteric, but it really is the difference in individual rides, because when you get on your horse, you have a job to do. I mean, all you have control of is your job. And your job is to be clear about what you want to do, be relaxed, you know, get ready, do a ritual to get ready, and then to do your best. And so I would say that beyond the foundation that I just talked about, your personal value system, is to become more aware that there is very specific training that you can do, and it takes practice to get into this state. It's called, Dr. Lehr called it the ideal performance state, and basically it's that state of calmness and confidence and focus. And to learn how to do that, like no matter what is going on around you, or if you had a flat tire, or if you've had a bad week at work, or if you had a, you know, an altercation with your husband or wife or whatever, that when you get ready to go into the arena, that you are aware of and have practiced those mental tools. You know, I just talked about one of them, about scripting. On the other continuum, on the other skill set is acting. And acting is what you do with your body. So, for example, if you want to feel confident, then you have to approach something with your chin up and your shoulders back and your eyes up. And that practicing those skills and connecting those skills to that feeling of confidence, that is not something that just kind of comes and goes. It is a skill set to be approached, like learning to ride your horse. And that professional athletes, most, you know, really high level college programs, many equestrian athletes that I know have that kind of training in place. And, you know, it's fun. It's not like it's taking castor oil or, you know, some kind of bitter medicine. You know, it's like fun to get into that state.
Yeah.
And it's what allows you to ride well. So I think changing your belief system, you know, to this is a journey, this is what, the reason I do it is because I love my horses and it's fun and I'm growing and expanding, and the end of the world's not going to come if I don't, you know, pick up the correct rein at the correct time. But then getting into this whole personal performance state.
Yeah. And it seems like there's kind of a balance there when it comes to goal setting, as far as, you know, enjoying the journey, but also wanting to achieve certain goals with your horses or while you're competing, because you don't want, I think some people get burned out chasing something like, you know, a year-end award or whatever the case may be. And they forget about the journey part because they're so focused, and then they end up burning out.
Yes. Well, there's a wonderful entire approach to this whole idea of goal setting that I really love. And that is, when you set measurable goals, which is how most of us think about goal setting, like I'm going to win the year-end award in X division. For example, one of my clients set as a goal, she wants to make it to the top 15 at the end of the year so she can compete in Fort Worth, and she's really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're called outcome goals, and outcome goals are goals that we can measure. So like we will know at the end of the year whether she rides in Fort Worth or not. Now, that being said, outcome goals in and of themselves are not in our direct control. In other words, Becky cannot control if at the last year end, you know, her horse gets lame and, you know, she ends up 50 cents out of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But outcome goals are very, very important because they fuel your fire to keep going and they give you direction. And that's why they are so important. But once, and they need to be about something that someone really wants. Like they should never be somebody else's outcome goal. They should be, that's what gives them the passion. So then beyond that, once that goal is set, then if people set what's called performance goals, that's how you get to the outcome goal, because performance goals are things that you absolutely can control. So whatever it is that is the next step to improve your ride, when you set a performance goal, you can control that. And when you set the right performance goals that keep you on target, they are what take you to the outcome goal. But if you focus on the outcome goal alone and go, oh man, I have got to win some money at this cutting, or I'm never going to make it. You know, it's March. And if I don't win X amount by X amount, then, you know, it's probably over. So then you're not focused on your job. So it's really an awesome, awesome way to approach the whole idea of goal setting. And it absolutely works.
Yeah, that's interesting. Definitely don't think about goal setting in that way very much. So that's really helpful.
Good.
So there's another thing that I've been hearing a little bit about lately, and that is people who are struggling with confidence because they have a tendency to compare themselves to others and feel as though they don't measure up. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. Well, actually, what's interesting, Alyssa, is that one of the things that I enjoy doing is with people who are part of our website and members. I'm not talking about a paid membership, but receive my monthly newsletter, which is free, and another inspirational publication I do every month. I ask from time to time, and I have over the past 10 or 15 years, you know, what is your biggest hurdle in the mental, emotional confidence field? Mm. And I've done this survey 3 different times, and every time it is like a bright, shining red flag or something. And that is the worry and the fear and the anxiety over what other people are thinking. And, you know, I think that we can all relate to that because we are, you know, we're raised or we have a society that, you know, we're taught to compare ourselves to whatever it is. And I can remember being a little girl and my dad talking about, you know, that I should ride better because we had 500 horses, that I should ride better than the other ones because other competitors my age, because I had all of the access to, you know, all of the horses. So anyway, and that's what, you know, how commercials are built and all of that. So what happens when we do that is it really robs both our focus and our joy, because first of all, there are as many opinions of us as there are other people.
That's for sure.
Or what we should do. And the only person who knows what we love and what our gifts are and why we ride a horse and what we really want to do, which changes over a lifetime, the only person who really knows that is ourselves. So what happens when we allow other people's opinions to affect us, you know, at such an important level, and it's not something that we're asking their opinion, but we're just fearful, like, what do they think? They must think that, you know, I'm a loser. They must think that I will never get it together. When we're doing those kinds of thoughts, that's really insatiable because there are as many thoughts and opinions as there are other people. But when we kind of come home on the inside to trusting our own personal life, our own journey, our own loves, and we bounce whatever comment there is or thought about something against what do we think about it, and then we seek our mentors, our trainers, our support system, our friends, instead of being reactive, we're proactive. Then things really change, and there's a lot of joy, and there's a lot of calmness, and it's a completely different experience.
Yeah, I think we all struggle with that to a certain extent, and, you know, comparing yourselves to others and whether you measure up or not, and it's so hard to really realize that we all have our own gifts and our own strengths and our own weaknesses, and we can't really compare ourselves to others, but we do it anyway. So I know that you have been addressing this particular thing with your clients and your community. And how are you going about that?
Well, last fall, I developed 35 days of messages online workshop called Letting Go of What Other People Think. And I worked on it for 3 years because I think I mentioned to you that I had been doing these surveys for about 10 years mm-hmm. and kept getting this same response back. And so I really dug into it heart and soul. And I not only love to ride a horse, but I love to write. And so I developed this online workshop, and it's 5 weeks of daily messages, and it takes people on a journey of, you know, it's called Shining a Light on Relationships, and it shines a light. The first week connects people to their gifts, their values, what they love. And then the next week, we go into, like, what do you want your relationships to be? Like, what's meaningful to you? Then we talk about staying on the high road of, you know, not going into negativity and how to do that. And then there's lots of specific tools. And then actually the last step is my favorite, because after this process is invariably people come to, you know, not only not worrying about what other people think, but being a positive person in the world, you know, like how powerful it is and how fulfilling it is to be contributing and looking for how you can support other people. And often seeing people who are unkind or critical is actually being in a lot of pain themselves, and just coming to peace with it, just really a complete transformation in not only letting go of what they of people think, but this confidence within, and, you know, a desire to, you know, really make a difference in the world. And I did this workshop last fall, and there are two elements to it of community. One is on the website, the Letting Go website itself, where people can share at the end of each message their feelings. And the other is a private Facebook group where people support each other, and I'm there every day and often initiate thoughts and people comment. And it was very, very moving to me to see the gentle, subtle transformation of people letting go of things that were so painful to them in their lives that they realized that they were the ones that could let them go. And how they evolved. And I just started that workshop again recently, this week, like on Monday. And I am also, like, again, beginning to become really moved because people share so honestly and support each other. And it's just an awesome experience for me to see and to be a part of.
That's very cool. I think that sounds like something that will be really helpful to a lot of people, and just finally coming to that realization that when other people have opinions about you, and sometimes it's not even that other people really have opinions about us, it's just that we think they do. So many times, if we don't know the answer, sometimes we just kind of make it up. And then when people are outwardly negative towards us, we have to realize that, you know, that really is about them, not us.
Yes. Alyssa, I would just like to mention that one of the things that is a cornerstone of everything that I believe is that every person, every horse, you know, all of us, we're really a light within. You know, like, we're all extraordinary. We're all awesome. And we're really meant to live these very incredible lives of learning and growth and sharing and caring. And when we let go of blocks to that and learn tools and evolve, we really become to understand, you know, not only, you know, does it not matter about other people in terms of what they think or whatever, but we become more accepting, more caring, more, you know, encouraging, and just have, you know, just a much different experience with our horse and with everything that we do. So there are so many tools to bring peace and confidence and joy and great experiences, you know, within ourselves and with our horses. And you know, our horses are reflect, you know, how we're doing, of course, you know, like how we're riding and our experiences. So it's all just so fascinating to me. And I'm just grateful to have this interest and get to do this work.
Well, it's very important, I think, and I'm glad that you do, because a lot of people are benefiting from it, and I think it's fascinating as well. So I'm really glad that we can connect today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just so pleased and honored and delighted.
Well, Barbara, if people want to find out more about you online, where is the best place for them to do that?
My website is Barbara Schulte, SCHULTE.com. That website is a blog. And there are three categories of free articles. One is horsemanship. And I'm always writing about, talking about, you know, like the very basics of horsemanship that are absolutely not discipline specific. Then there is a whole blog category of articles about the personal performance. You know, when I was talking about the training that I received, how to call up the state of calmness and focus and clarity and confidence on demand, that is training. So there's tons of free training there. And then there's also a blog category on cutting, because of course that's what I do in that discipline. And I have all kinds of other free things. I have a free newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter and you get those three articles every month. There's also a monthly publication that's an inspirational piece. And then, you know, there's notifications if I'm going to be somewhere and in different parts of the country speaking. And we have a lot of fun. And it's a wonderful community.
It sounds like it. And can people still get into your 35-day, what is the name of it?
It's called Letting Go of What Other People Think. Absolutely. That will be open until April 28th. And the fabulous thing about that is that no matter when someone joins, you begin to get the sequential emails, and it's not like you have to be at a certain place to join the group. You can start, you know, the very last day if you want to. And in fact, I had a number of people do that, and you know, they were just with us. So that will be closed on April 28th, but until then, you can find it. If you go to my website, there's a place, a button to click right there at the top of the homepage to take people to that online workshop.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much. I'm just so glad that you could be here today. And I just have one final question for you before we wrap up, and it's the same one I ask to each of my guests on the show. So what do you think is the most important quality for any good cowboy or horseman to have?
That's an interesting question. I think that the quality that comes to my mind is a spirit of giving and a spirit of learning. And the courage to be yourself and go forward and to learn and always be of the spirit of giving, encouraging others and enjoying the journey. You know, we, as cowboys and cowgirls, we have this fabulous life and blessing of horses and cattle and, you know, a community of, you know, warm, wonderful, caring people. And, just to really enjoy it and learn and be an adventurer.
Yeah. I think that's awesome because that, I mean, what's better than being a lifelong learner and just being open to those new experiences and the journey? And I mean, it doesn't really get any better than that. I want everybody that's just getting into horses or just getting sort of dipping their toe into the Western lifestyle and figuring out what they want to do with it and what they want to achieve. You know, that's the perfect attitude for anybody to have, but especially those that are brand new and wanting to go in a specific direction, just being open to whatever might come along and being open to people that want to help them and, you know, just enjoying it.
Enjoy. And you're never supposed to be any other place in your own journey other than where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like today is the day, you know, really, truly seize the day and enjoy the horse. And whatever you decide your goals are, and it should be so personal, then just enjoy them.
Yeah.
And enjoy the gift of, you know, what horses and the Western lifestyle brings to us, because it's so extraordinary.
I agree.
And I would like to encourage everyone listening and just, or say thank you for being here. And as one last thing, I know that if you take the time to learn these mental and emotional skills of focus and clarity and calmness on demand, that those skills will give you confidence, not only when you ride your horse or in the arena, but in every part of your life. So I really encourage you to become more aware about those things. And there are a number of books that I have an Amazon store on my site, you know, books that I love and lots of free articles. And I would just really encourage you to pursue learning about that, because many people don't even know that that exists, and it's fun and it's very concrete.
Yeah, it definitely not. It doesn't just apply to your life with horses or your life, you know, in competition or whatever. It applies to your entire life, and it's only going to make it better.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. I'm really glad that we could do this, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Alyssa. You're wonderful, and you're doing a wonderful service for all of us in this Western lifestyle.
Thank you, Barbara. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Barbara. She is just truly amazing. Be sure to check out the link to her website in the show notes if you'd like to learn more about her. Now, remember what I said at the beginning of the episode, that there is some big news coming soon, and Barbara is going to be a part of that. So if you ride horses, if you compete with horses, if you have plans to start, this is something you're not going to want to miss. Hopefully that's a good enough tease for some of you to keep checking back, because like I said, the details are going to be coming out really, really soon. Just one final request before we wrap up today. If you are enjoying the podcast, I would sure appreciate it if you wouldn't mind just going into iTunes and leaving a review for the show in there. And if you want to comment on a specific episode, hop on over to earnyourspurs.com and you can leave a comment on the show notes for this episode, which you will find at earnyourspurs.com/episode35. Thank you so much for being here. As always, I sure do appreciate you, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Until next time, happy trails and spur on.